much dreaded cowboys, when they came into town, were on their good behavior and no unseemly brawls were indulged in. And it was hoped by our citizens that no more such deeds would occur, as led to the killing of Marshal White 1 year ago. This time it struck with its full and awful force upon those who, heretofore, have made the good name of this county a byword and a reproach, instead of upon some officer in the discharge of his duty of a peaceable and unoffending citizen. Since the arrest of Stillwell and Spencer for the robbery of the Bisbee stage, there have been oft-repeated threats conveyed to the Earp brothers, Virgil Wyatt and Morgan, that the friends of the accused, or in other words, the cowboys, would get even with them for the part they have taken in the pursuit and arrest of Stillwell and Spencer. The active part of the Earps in going after stage robbers, beginning with the one last spring where Bud Philpott lost his life, and the more recent one near Contention, has made them exceedingly obnoxious to the bad element of this county and put their lives in jeopardy every month. Sometime Tuesday, Ike Clanton came into town and during the evening had some little talk with Doc Holliday and Marshal Earp, but nothing to cause either to suspect, further than their general knowledge of the man and the threats that had previously been conveyed to the marshal, that the gang intended to clean out the Earps. That he was thirsting for blood at this time, with one exception, and that was what Clanton told the marshal in answer to a question, that the McLowrys were in Sonora. Shortly after this occurrence, someone came to the marshal and told him that the McLowrys had been seen a short time before just below town. Marshal Earp, now knowing what might happen and feeling his responsibility for the peace and order of the city, stayed on duty all night and added to the police force his brother, Morgan, and Holliday. The night passed without any disturbance whatever, and at sunrise he went home and retired to rest and sleep. A short time afterwards, one of his officers named Bronk came to his house and told him that Clanton was hunting him with threats of shooting him on sight. He discredited the report and did not get out of bed. Some time later, he dressed and went with his brother Morgan uptown. It was not long before another man, Lynch, reported to him the same thing. They walked down Allen Street to Fifth, crossed over to Fremont, and down to Fourth, where, upon turning up Fourth toward Allen, they came upon Clanton with a Winchester rifle in his hand and a revolver on his hip. The marshal walked up to him, grabbed the rifle, and hit him a blow on the head at the same time, stunning him so that he was able to disarm.